I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, you guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper Chat, Monday, August 31st. How you doing? Is Star Wars Celebration still going on in the alternate timeline? I feel like it is. One more day. And shockingly, I can't even believe it. There's two things about this I can't believe. Hope everyone had a good weekend, by the way. But I can't believe they didn't put on a Mando trailer over the weekend or before it. And I also can't care how I just don't care. That's what I'm shocked about, that I'm just like, these are the things we used to be able to get upset about with clear conscience. But who knows when we will get this Mando trailer, if we will get forewarned about it. I also wonder whether you can hear that helicopter in the background. That is definitely life in LA at the moment. So I am surprised that we're not talking about how good this trailer was. And I'm positive it's going to be good. But what we're going to do today, I am doing these live streams. I'm going to try to do them. I'm late today, but my goal is to do them every day at midday Pacific. But we'll see how we go. We'll see how it will blend into my day. And I'm going to try to do it live Monday to Thursday, and then post up a Patreon Q&A on the Friday, because I've got some serious dad responsibilities on Fridays. So I can't avoid that. He's a Jedi, like his father before him. Well, you know the line. He loves Ewoks. That's all I know. And that's all that matters to me. But how's everyone doing? We've got Emily Lind and Maria in the chat. I posted the Zoom link if you want to call in and have a yarn. I had up just as we came in. I should point out that if you are on our Patreon, I will put this episode up on both feeds, the normal iTunes and the Patreon feed. But after this, I'll just maybe do one a week or something on the free feed and then have the audio on the Patreon for those that it is easier for them to just listen audioly. You know what I'm saying? But if you are watching the YouTube version, which there'll be a link to in this audio version, if you want to watch the images on screen, there is, we've taken pre-orders on Mercho Store for a reprint of our Yub Nub t-shirt that is based on the legendary Bones Ripper print and a very iconic 80s skateboard graphic that I grew up with a little Ewok coming out, like, rah! And then we've got a new print, the Yodi Hawk, which combines my very favorite skateboard graphic of all time, the Tony Hawk skull, with our little baby Yoda, Yoju, if you will. And I know a few of you will. Hey, we have got Maria that's going to call in and have a chat. What's going on, Maria? Are you in the house? I think she's just getting set up, but I've let her in. So do I have to click on something here? Ask to start video. That sounds good. That sounds real good. So let's go to probably the biggest Star Wars news of the day. And that is Hasbro PulseCon, a two-day virtual event coming September 25th and 26th. This seems to be like their own version of Comic-Con to essentially sell all their Comic-Con exclusives. But I'm not sure. I know they have a HasCon. I'm not sure if they were going to have HasCon this year and this replaces that. But I had a look and there's all their Hasbro, you know, Transformers exclusives, Marvel exclusives. And we'll run through the Star Wars exclusives. We've got this one that our boy Corey, very excited about. It is the 501st Legion ARC Troopers. And I, to be honest, you guys, this comes in, first of all, a very sweet repo vintage three-pack packaging, which they've done a few times before for San Diego Comic-Con exclusives. And if I said that it would be for their celebration exclusives, I meant to say San Diego Comic-Con exclusives, because they wouldn't have, you know, Marvel exclusives or Transformers exclusives at Celebration. So three-pack with... Again, I can't tell these hardly clones apart like Corey can, but I know these are names that he speaks of very fondly. Echo, Fives, Jesse. Very exciting. This is what I would be looking for. It's this vintage collection style. Oh no, that's the last one. Black Series Heroes of Endor set. It is this awesome fold out box that it sort of wings open. In the center is Pablo riding the speeder bike, which I'll try to find that for. He's not riding it in this picture on YouTube, but he's just standing next to it. But in the box, he'll be hanging off it. And then as the box opens up, there is a Luke Jedi standing in the forest with his Ignite the Green lightsaber, presumably when he's fighting off the speeder bike pilot. And then there's another wing that opens up with Han Solo and Princess Leia at the bunker in the, maybe the I Love You, I Know reversal line. So that comes, that's pretty sick how it folds up. I haven't seen any press photos of it unfolded. I've had to sort of work it out, but that would be a cool set to have folded out on a shelf. If there was a San Diego Comic Con and I went, I would probably be keen to get that just due to my Endor love. Shout out to Stuart. Yet it is Vic20, Catherine Neen in the chat. What are these exclusives that you guys be keen for? I wonder. Let us know. Then there's this vintage Black Series Wampa figure, which is. Is it three? I think it's 6-inch scale, but it comes in the old Empire Strikes Back creature box replica with the Kenner logo and the whole deal. So that is pretty sick. And it looks like they're going to be doing like panels and stuff for all the toy lines they do. So there'll be a Star Wars one. Hopefully they will be allowed to talk about Mando toys and all that stuff, because sometimes we can't talk about that, and then a week later it leaks online and the fun is gone. There's a few new, what a collectible stuff today, but there's a few new celebration non-abration exclusives announced here on StarWars.com. This weird art brand one. It's like you've got a bit of metal and then you've painted an old Hildebrandt picture of Luke fighting Darth Vader in Return of the Jedi, which is odd as it's the, so it's like a bit of sort of metal, a Son's Destiny, $39.95, and printed on it is Luke standing off with Darth on the second Death Star, which is odd as it's Empire Strikes Back 40th, but I guess it's more odd because their second one is this crazy Battle of Hoth limited edition canvas. And this is like a painted like diorama or, you know, image of the Battle of Hoth. And it actually comes on canvases And the price for this is between, on what size you order, between $600 and $4,740. So look, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see the price there. I'm not making this up. And listen, if I'm going to drop $600, I get to be a stickler. So I don't want my Battle of Hoth image to feature both the Millennium Falcon taking off in the background and Luke Skywalker hanging from the AT-AT in the foreground, because we know they happened at vastly different times of the Battle of Hoth. And I'm dropping $600. This ain't some $11.95 Target game. Come on, get canonical. But that's actually pretty cool. That is pretty cool. Diamond Select Toys, which is the comic book distributors that do some toys, their exclusives are 6-inch, or no, 1/6 scale mini busts, $200. And I don't know if they've got their finger on the pulse of what people want right now, because First Order Stormtrooper Deluxe. The next one is a First Order Stormtrooper. Third one is a First Order Stormtrooper officer. So that's with the orange pauldron. And I don't know. I am First Order Troopered out. I'm not sure about that. Catherine in the chat says she's not going to do the conversion to Australia on those canvases. No, I would not, Catherine, because that is, you're in triple digits. And then there's Garmin, a couple of watches. I don't know, these rubber bizarre watches. They're there. They also, on StarWars.com, had a thing on their Outpost collection, which released over the weekend. Hondo and Naka, cool little soft toy, Wampa and Porg and Ewok. Does anyone know, maybe in the chat, was this stuff always going to Target, or is it stuff that they had produced for Galaxy's Edge that now they can't sell, so they've sold, or they're distributing it now through Target? Does anyone know that? Because it would explain one problem, maybe, but it always happens. And that is, I'll go to my... I retweeted Rex and Around on Twitter, and he showed his Target day of release, and it's just stripped bare of anything Black Series. And then you've got the Black Series Captain Cardinal Target exclusive figure going for $54 on eBay. Hondo and Arca gone for $60 or best offer. So could they shift that product to Target, or was it going there all along? I don't know. They've got a nice display, so they put some work into it. But why do these mass market companies that licensed Star Wars have these big promotions every time and then have 30 minutes worth of toys? It staggers the mind. And someone, I posed this question on Twitter, and someone said, oh, it's the companies they order to lightly, the stores. Hasbro PulseCon, you guys. Hasbro PulseCon. Put them up there. You've got a website. You'll be able to get rid of them. Have a lot of extras. I just don't get how all these new toys just sell it like that. Like they're not Supreme t-shirts. They're $20 action figures sold in Walmart. If you didn't check out the details live chat we did, that will be on the YouTube feed. What other stuff we got here on the Twitter feed? This is cool. So this is Amy tweeted this. Dractano, at Dractano. I'm pronouncing that wrong. But she put up this picture. And if you are just listening to this, you've got to find this tweet on my feed of Rey standing in front of the crashing ocean in The Last Jedi on Octo. And then Luke, it's split screen with Luke standing in front of his father's funeral fire at the end of Return of the Jedi. And the way they sync up, like a Mad Magazine fold-in, it's beautiful. I would not be shocked if Rian Johnson meant that, because a lot of those other little things that have come up, he has meant. But that's quite a nice image. And then this, as I said, is incredible. It's a photo, for those that are listening, of Luke in the Yavin 4 rebel briefing, the X-Wing pilots. And the caption is, I know I've posted this exactly before, but if I told you the offspring of Natalie Portman and Hayden Christensen was in this shot, you wouldn't pick out Mark Hamill. And there's this guy in front of Mark Hamill in this briefing that looks so much like the child, a Photoshop of Hayden Christensen and Natalie Portman. I'm sure he went to have a great career in modeling throughout the 80s, but that is freaky. Catherine says she loves that still people are still finding awesome parallels in the original trilogy and The Last Jedi. Me too. And then finally, we'll probably end up with this. We're going to keep this one pretty quick because it's not much going on, but I just want to get in the habit to build up those streaming muscles. I don't know what I'm going on about. But Brian M. Knept has sent me a picture of an autographed Toro Calican 8x10, asking if I'd want it. He knows I would. Of course I'd want it. Who wouldn't want a signed photo of Toro Calican? And it's only going to go up in value once he makes his amazing return in The Mandalorian Season 2. When will we get a hint of that season? Time will tell. Start guessing. Start throwing those darts at ABC sports shows, and you might get it. But that's going to be it for today. So thanks for tuning in. Hope if you're listening to this, this was a nice little update on Star Wars news for the day. And make sure you're following us on Twitter at Steel Wars and Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, all that good stuff. I'll be back tomorrow, hopefully at 12. And we've got a few other things. Details interview is up on the podcast and the YouTube stream. And our virtual Star Wars celebration with just a grip of awesome Star Wars fans that we didn't get to see at Celebration. So we had this big random meetup, all these different crew, and man, we laughed a lot. We definitely had a good time with that one. So thanks so much. But I will play out a bit of music, and I'll see you guys soon. May that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.